Jacksonville aldermen passed the first reading of a 5% tax levy increase Monday night. The increase, which was recommended by City Auditor John Eith, follows a 4.25% raise last year. Levy means $5.5 million of revenue for the city, including $600,000 for the fire pension, $835,000 for the police pension, and about $515,000 for the library pension. The fire pension levy is up about 3%, with the police pension rising nearly 12%. The library pension is unchanged. The vote was 8-2, with Alderman Steve Wormowski and Adonis Shaw voting no. Shaw introduced a follow-up motion to bump the levy up to 6% so that there would be a truth in taxation hearing, but that motion failed for lack of a second. Jacksonville Mayor Andy Ezzard calls the levy a necessary evil.
We won't keep up as a community as far as infrastructure and goods and services to our community if we don't pass a levy up to its fullest capacity. So last year we left money on the table, and we'll all forever lose that money each year. But yeah, certainly whenever you hear that word tax, it's scary to folks, and I understand that, but if we were to ignore this tax levy, we'd be in a really, really bad shape in our government and city government as far as what we try to provide for the citizens.
City Clerk Skip Bradshaw explained during a Finance Committee meeting before last night's workshop that last year's increase represented $38,000 the city lost by only passing a 4.25% increase in 2013. Bradshaw says the city lost $750,000 over a 20-year period in the future through multipliers. He explained to aldermen that passing the levy will limit property tax increases to 1.25%, which translates into $12.50 more on a $1,000 bill. That's based on current equalized assessed valuation. The Finance Committee recommended the levy after discussion to the full council. Alderwoman Jenny Gennart said it's not easy for people to understand their taxes are consistently increasing, even if it is a small amount. Alderman Tony Williams characterized the levy passage as do or die and said the city has been frugal as far as asking for money from its citizens. City Council members also got an update from lobbyist Jeff Torricelli about the Jacksonville landfill site. Torricelli says he met with state EPA officials last week, and based on that meeting, a full closure of the landfill could happen by the beginning of next July. State EPA officials determined there is a heavy metal present in the site, magnesium, and that will trigger at least a couple of tests. Ezzard says if the city follows the proper steps, it should be able to hit that target date.
There's still testing to do, and we hope it comes back clean, and hopefully some, you know, things don't pop up. But if they do, you know, we're going to keep trying. This has been a long time process, and the state of Illinois does not like to close landfills as far as putting it back into a landowner's hands. They like the government entity to still be in charge, and we've gone through this for over 20 years of doing what we've been told to do, and we see it the light at the end of the tunnel now, because now we've all met with the IEPA and our consultant and our testing company PDC out of Peoria.
Ezzard says closing the landfill will save the city $100,000. In other action last night, aldermen approved a resolution for an intergovernmental agreement with the state to set up a storage shed on the property of the Jacksonville Developmental Center. City Council members voted to purchase a lot at 305 North Main for $65,000. One no vote came from Adonis Shaw. A resolution was also approved reestablishing Good Energy as the professional consultant for the city regarding electricity supply. Another resolution accepted proposals to demolish property at 600 Hooker, 619 Myrtle, and 605 South Kosciuszko. Swearing-in ceremonies were held for new Jacksonville Fire Chief Doug Sills and Fire Lieutenant Donnie Stone. Phil McCarty was announced as the new Morgan County Emergency Services Director, replacing Interim Director Beth Hopkins. New rates were approved for the Lynx Golf Course.
What makes a great bank? A family-friendly atmosphere. Hi, this is Amy Hacker with Premier Bank, and we believe our customers are like family to us. We have a friendly, qualified staff that enjoys helping you make the best banking choices. See what makes Premier Bank hometown proud. See us at 1604 West Morton or online at premierbanksonline.com. Premier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There will be two aldermanic races in the April 2015 election in Jacksonville. The filing period for the seats ended yesterday. The races will be in Ward 1, where Bill Scott looks to keep his seat, running against Mark Nicholson. Bruce McDaniel hopes to win another term, but he'll have to earn it against newcomer Travis Richardson. Tony Williams was the only candidate to run for Ward 2, his current seat. Jenny Gennart and Don Cook also are running unopposed for their respective seats in the 4th and 5th wards. Jacksonville police reported one burglary last night. A resident in the 400 block of Southeast reportedly told officers at around 9 p.m. that sometime between 1:20 and 6:30 p.m. yesterday, someone removed a gaming console, games, and an iPad from the residence after forcing a window open. South Jacksonville police reported one theft last night. A resident in the 1600 block of Lakeview reportedly told officers around 11:15 that sometime between 8:30 p.m. and the time of the call, someone entered his house and took a gaming console, cell phone charger, laptop, tablet, and prescription medication. Several churches in Jacksonville are coming together tonight to aid those who have lost loved ones to suicide. Entitled A Rally for Healing and Caring, fellowship from First Christian Church, Central Christian Church, and Our Savior are inviting the many family, friends, and acquaintances of suicide victims together for a time of remembrance. FCC Discipleship Minister Sam Rosa says the service is a chance to provide healing for people in the community who are struggling with the same topic.
Suicide, depression, and mental health is much more than a spiritual thing. It is also a physical thing. So, and that's what it is our effort to support the whole community, the families, the friends, the co-workers of these recent people who committed suicide. We are partnering with the community, with different facets, with counselors, but to be able to do this.
The service will feature prayer, music, and messages on healing, caring, and reflection from members of the community. Rosa explains that anyone in need of suicide assistance will have a chance to receive immediate help after the service.
After the service, there'll be a variety of people ready to talk or to counsel or to provide some kind of support. Maybe someone is thinking about committing suicide but came here and wants to talk about it now, so there'll be a professional counselor here to do that.
Rosa wants tonight to not only be a time of support and healing, but a chance for people to take a positive step in their lives.
We want to make sure people know that they have all these resources to be taken care of. They will get to know about the community resources, some of the resources that we have in Jacksonville that they can use in order to prevent suicide from happening or get some support.
The event starts at First Christian Church at 7 o'clock this evening. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan is planning to appeal a judge's decision regarding a pension overhaul passed last year by the legislature. Madigan says the state Supreme Court could take up the case by the end of January. A Springfield judge ruled the overhaul aimed at fixing the state's $100 billion pension crisis was unconstitutional on Friday. The state will seek an expedited hearing from the Supreme Court.
Good morning, this is Ernie Downey with a good policy from Colton Downey Insurance and Auto Insurance Company. When you buy your home and car insurance, you'll receive a multi-policy discount. And when you buy life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and auto insurance. Auto owners will save you money on the insurance you already have. Now that's a good policy. Visit us at Jacksonville or Root House or call 243-8000.